given us this responsibility to steward the amazing, breathtaking world that he has made. And it's an opportunity. It says in verse 14 of the chapter, let's not remain silent at this time. So when Esther faced the destruction of her people group, she went to King Xerxes to speak out for it. And she actually risked her life. She could have been killed for doing that. And now we have the opportunity to speak out against the destruction of our planet. And when we do this, what do we actually face? We might maybe putting some reusable bags in the boot of our car, carrying around a reusable water bottle, paying an extra 50p for some fair trade chocolate. It's all very doable. We can do this. But sometimes there are hard things that God asks us to do. And when this happens, we need to remember that it's not just in our strength. God is with us and God will help us. When Esther had to speak to King Xerxes, she must have been petrified. And before she did this, she prayed and she fasted and she did it with God. And we can do the same. Now I'm going to do a little demonstration. So can you put your hand up if you have a house that you stay at? And if you have access to a car that you can either drive or be driven in, keep your hand up. And if there's food in the fridge as well, keep your hand up. So those of us with our hands up, we're actually in the top 8% of the world's richest population. So we have a lot of influence, and already our actions are affecting the poorest people in the world. Similarly, Esther was queen. She had a lot of influence as well. And Mordecai, in verse 14, said to Esther that, do not think that because you are in the king's house, that you alone of all the Jews will escape. So this is important to remember, because it's important to remember that so we're in the top 8% of the world's richest population, and our actions will mostly affect the poorest in the world, and none of us will be alive to see the full consequences of our actions. But that doesn't mean we'll escape the consequences, because we're still called into account for our actions. So like, so like Esther, she had this opportunity to speak out and, okay, let's end it. So basically, we all have the opportunity now to make a difference for such a time as this.
Okay, so let's think about what this means for us. Earlier, we talked about how we can play our part. For example, buying fair trade products or not buying things with so much plastic packaging. Now we'd like everyone or every family to choose maybe one or two action points, which are up on the screen. And once you have chosen, please write them on two separate pieces of paper. So the first piece, they can be found at the end of your row or in the back of the chairs. So on the first piece of paper, write an action point which we would like you to keep and perhaps stick on your fridge at home or somewhere where you can see it and be reminded of it. And then on the second piece of paper, we'd like you to bring it up to the front during the song and put it in this basket, which I'll just move to the front.